Now, we know that President Joe Biden has really been trying his best to get more clean energy into homes and businesses. Now, during his State of the Union address, the president said that he wants to help families save hundreds of dollars each month by supporting their switch to solar or wind energy. Now, Brendan Dillon is a partner with Nokomis Energy, a local company providing clean energy solutions to Minnesotans. And he's here to talk about what the president's goals could mean for Minnesota, because can sound a little bit confusing to me for sure. Brendan, thanks so much for joining us tonight. Welcome.
Really great to be here with you, Geraldine.
Okay, tell us a little bit about Nokomis Energy.
Yeah, so we're a clean energy solutions provider based in Minneapolis. We were founded in 2017. And what we do is we work with municipal, commercial, and industrial customers to help them identify opportunities to create clean, low-cost energy projects for their communities. And we do that by implementing and building clean energy solutions that meet the goals of our customers. Most of the projects that we're working on in the greater Twin Cities area are either on-site solar systems or community solar projects.
Mm-hmm. As you know, when we're listening to the State of the Union, especially from our president here in the United States, we really want to make sure we listen to everything, because there's something significant about every line, every word that they say. So we hold our breath sometime just to see it. So obviously, when you heard this in the speech, you must have been excited.
Absolutely. No, it's very important for, Americans to see clean energy's place, in our future. With all of the things that are going on right now, it's more important than ever to think about, how we generate and source our energy. And by mentioning in the State of the Union, it's another signal that this administration is serious, about impacting a lot of the elements of climate change that we need to get serious about.
Okay, why aren't we serious about it yet? President Obama, when he was in office, this was one of his number one things he wanted to deal with. And of course, our Congress did not all of them did, did they help out? So it's really, to most Americans, even in Minnesota, people are very confused about this clean energy. Give us clarity on that.
Yeah, and so, luckily, a lot of what's happening with this clean energy transition, or this transition from, fuel-based central power plants to distributed clean energy projects, is really happening at the local level. A lot of communities, a lot of states, a lot of cities are already implementing clean energy transition plans to take advantage of both the economic benefits that comes with it, but also the local environmental benefits. And maybe the biggest element of this clean energy transition is really the job. Right now, there's about 55,000 people working in Minnesota's clean energy sector, and that's expected to grow very quickly over the next 10 or 20 years as we really ramp up the deployment of clean energy.
So the clean energy sector only deals with solar?
No, there's a wide variety of technologies that are at play here. That's right.
Exactly. So knowing that and knowing how important this is, does it move up to the top of the line and say, hey, this is what we have to start working on right now?
Absolutely. And I think, Minnesota has taken a step forward here in starting to enact a lot of goals for, the percent of our energy that's coming from clean sources to make it at the very forefront of everything that we're doing.
Okay, so we know it's going to create new businesses, it's going to create new opportunities. However, what type of technology will those that come forward to apply for these jobs have to have?
There's a lot of jobs, that are in traditional areas. It's going to give a lot of work to, contractors, those that do civil, electrical contracting today. They'll have to, learn some of the new, technologies that they're deploying, but it'll be very similar trades that are, building a lot of the infrastructure that we're building and will be building into the future. And a big part of this also is understanding, the energy system here in Minnesota. And so a lot of folks that have spent a lot of time understanding, what are the, things we can change about our energy system, those people will be very important in terms of guiding us towards where we need to go.
My son lives in California, and my daughter used to live in Massachusetts. And, sometimes in these states, you can see these fields of solar panels, fields of them. We don't see that in the state of Minnesota. At least I haven't seen it before. Are we looking at doing something like that immediately?
You know, the energy mix is very locally determined. You know, the local resources, whether it's the amount of sunlight you get, the amount of wind you get, or the local natural resources, really determines what generation, you know, your local grid will be able to support. Minnesota is a little bit earlier in the clean energy transition than, you know, places on the East or West Coast, mainly because we have lower electricity rates here. And so there's been less of, you know, an economic push to do it. But that's really accelerating quickly with the, you know, decline in cost of both wind and solar. And so I do expect over the next 5, 10, 15 years, we'll see more, you know, large and small scale solar deployments all around Minnesota.
So then how are the households ever supported by this? Because I know that Nokomis Energy helps corporate businesses, industrials, municipalities, schools, and so much more. But what about the individual homes, especially those that seniors are in?
Absolutely. And never, you know, has, you know, kind of the cost of energy been more important than right now. You know, homes are seeing their electricity bills go up very quickly. And a lot of that depends on which utility you're with. And so we're seeing that, you know, some of the utilities that have, you know, adopted clean energy sooner, like Kinexis, are actually being able to hold energy bills steady or actually lower them. And that's where I think the biggest benefit to homeowners will come. As this clean energy transition happens, we'll take better control of our electricity costs. And a lot of homeowners will see that in, you know, steady or lower electricity bills. Others will choose to actually deploy it, you know, on their roof or in their, you know, fields near their farms and take direct benefit from, you know, the clean energy plus the lower cost that they'll get from that.
So are you starting to see more people getting the solar systems and saying, hey, I want clean energy?
Absolutely. You know, Minnesota has really ramped up over the last 4 or 5 years, and it's really driven by the economics. You know, homeowners and businesses are realizing that they can actually save money by deploying clean energy. And there's a variety of ways to do that. You know, here in Minnesota, there's kind of three basic ways you can add solar to your energy mix. One is, as I said, you know, installing it actually at your property, whether that's your business or your home. The other is by participating in a community solar garden. So these are, you know, offsite systems that are built and can actually, you know, give discounts on electricity bills to those in the community who choose to subscribe. And the other is by participating in renewable energy credit purchase programs, either through your utility or through a third party provider, where you're paying a little bit more for electricity, but you're getting, you know, that feeling of sourcing clean energy.
Okay, since we're talking about clean energy, I want to end this with this one question. In homes, you know, we have all of this other stuff set up for our energy, right? What happens to all of that equipment? Does it go into a landfill? How do we get rid of that as we go forward with clean energy?
No, it's a huge opportunity going forward as we transition. You know, the legacy infrastructure, we got to do something smart with that. We got to think very creatively. And we're already seeing entrepreneurs, you know, here in the upper Midwest start to actually, you know, create recycling businesses where they can take, you know, materials from legacy infrastructure projects and reuse that into, you know, new modern projects. And I think that will only accelerate as we see, you know, more and more, you know, clean energy entrepreneurs get involved.
So they're just not talking about it. They're actually working on it.
That's right. That's right. The most important piece.
All right. I trust you on this, man. I trust you on this, Brendan. So I sure appreciate you joining us tonight. You are a partner with Nokomis Energy. And to give us that update, I'm so excited about it. And I do hope that all of the states will eventually get on board for something like this. And I'm thrilled
Absolutely.
That Minnesota is at the front of it. So thank you again for coming on, Brendan.
Appreciate it, Geraldine. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.